Welcome to Elan Restoration Fellowship, where Jesus is King, HaMelech, Lord, Hashem, and Messiah, Mashiach. And now, Pastor Billy Elias.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. Now, we're going to keep Torah in the back of our mind. Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 4, Devarim, in Hebrew, chapter 4, verse 1. We're going to talk about teaching and purpose. Now, what was the purpose for the revelation given to John? To clarify what was about to happen. To prepare the church for what was about to happen. To call into accountability the leaders of the church so that they can repent and prepare for the Ancient of Days. Now that term is probably making 80,000 times more sense. The Ancient of Days to come, and when he comes, he's waging war. But for us to have war waged, we have to listen and we have to learn. Somebody has to speak and somebody has to hear. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And in verse 3, and God said, when he said that, creation awakened. I've said it 1,000 times. Because creation heard what he was saying. Which is why Paul writes, no man is without excuse. You don't have an excuse. Because God built himself into the insects. He built himself into the dander that falls from the trees. He put himself in nature. And any man that observes nature observes him. Because he's the Ancient of Days, and he created it with a word. Which brings us to teaching and purpose. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. Now, Israel, listen to the laws and rulings I am teaching you, in order to follow them so that you what? You shall live. Follow my teachings, and you shall live. The Hebrew word for teaching here is melamed. Melamed, it's circled. Melamed. Okay? To come from. That's what the mem kind of means, coming from. So, melamed, coming from learning. If you want to have life, you've got to learn. Now, the thing about this Hebrew word, lamed, okay, and it's spelled there, you can see it. It's got the big tall letter in the front, followed by the mem, and then the dalet. And I'm not going to go into how that all breaks down because we don't have time. But what happens here is this, the word lamed refers to teaching and learning. That's what the word means. That's what the letter means. However, the word itself does not appear anywhere in the Torah until Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. It just shows up. It's not in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, or Numbers. It shows up for the very first time in Deuteronomy chapter 4, 1. And when it shows up the way it's written in the verbal root of both learn and teach. And guess what? It doesn't appear anywhere else in the Old Testament. It's a one-time shot. This is it. It's the only time it shows up. So from this, what we're starting to see is we cannot learn or teach the things of God to their fullest, the way God had designed it to be, without what? Torah. That does not negate in any way, shape, or form what the Messiah did on the cross. This does not take away from his divine attribute to die, to be buried, and be resurrected, and then to ascend, only to come back 10 days after the ascension at Shavuot in the form of the Holy Spirit. Judaism does not take away from the divinity of who the Messiah is. It may be a choice that those steeped in rabbinic Judaism choose to make and not believe it, but that does not negate the word. It doesn't get thrown out. Listen, you're living and you're breathing and you have life because Torah was spoken in the beginning. So what we have to see now is that what Yohanan is about to show the seven communities has to be learned and then taught. They have to learn it. And so what happens is in chapter 2, ooh boy, we find the letters to the seven churches. And in it, God greets them and tells them who he is, his attribute. Then he rebukes them. And he says to them, this is what you're doing wrong. Your light will go out if you continue to move in this way. If you cannot grasp that I am Aleph, it's me. If you cannot grasp my word from the beginning of the foundations that brought all of this into motion, you will be lukewarm and I will spit you out of my mouth. So what we find here is he's challenging them, and these seven churches, yes, they were run, they had rabbis, and a lot of the elders and the teachers were Jewish, but there were Gentiles that were coming up through the ranks. So what God was saying is you need to A, remember who made you, and B, teach them and show them the ways so that they can carry and they could go out. Because if you remember, those seven churches were located on the trade route. And the best way to get the word out back then, they didn't have internet, right? No Facebook, no social media, can't text it. Boom, put it on the trade route. Why do you think God told John to write it down? He didn't write it down once, yo. How many times did he write it? Seven. He had to write the vision seven times. Because each church had to get its own copy so that they were all seven holding each other accountable, because God was exposing them and their sins. You see that? So they all knew what perils and pitfalls lay ahead of them. And you could each look and say, they failed here, but we're doing good there, but they're doing great here. We're not doing good there. Let's come together and let's learn, let's hear, and let's teach. That doesn't happen anymore. Because we're divided. Churches split up because of the color you decide to paint the nursery. Seriously. Churches split up because you want to pave the parking lot. No, these are true stories. This is not, I'm being honest. So I love the fact, and I know I've mentioned this, I can't help it. Matthew 5, 17 and 18. Jesus claims himself to be the living word, Torah Haim, and the Aleph. We must adhere to Messiah's Torah with him in the beginning. So remember this. Now, forevermore, when you read, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Dabar, the spoken Word. Are you kidding me? Do you understand what he's saying? Do you understand now? In the beginning was the spoken word. What was the spoken word in the beginning? Wisdom. But the very foundation. And when God spoke, it was through wisdom. It was through Torah. And Jesus is saying John is saying in the beginning, because Jesus says, Ani Ha'alef, I am the beginning. I am the beginning. In the beginning was the bar. The spoken word. The spoken word, people. And you just saw it in Proverbs. The spoken word was wisdom and Torah. Now we get it. Now the lights go on. Now we can see why John was given the great privilege and honor to get this revelation to give to the seven churches. Because he got it. He knew it. Do you see now how this, the fact that in English we cut out the beginning of verse 11 is so critical? Holy cow, it just changes everything. If they had left that in, we would not be in the state that we are in now. Turn page. Because we're talking about Lamed. We're talking about teaching, and we're talking about purpose. Right? Okay. Lamed. Oh, and the bar, the book Numbers, Bamidbar, from hearing, from speaking in the wilderness. That's what Numbers is. We call it Numbers because we're stupid, because they numbered the people of Israel. It's not what it meant. That's not what God had given. Now, I want you to think about that. God gave Torah, and he said it was Bereshit, it was Shemat, it was Vayikra, it was Bamidbar and Devarim, right? That's what he called it. His words. We change it to Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. What does he say not to do? Add or subtract? I know I'm excited because I'm like, it's finally making sense to everybody. I could see it. Right? This is it. Now we have to understand why the Lamed. Why am I making such a big deal about the Lamed? If you look, it's the second letter in Elon. The Lamed. Tallest letter in the Hebrew alphabet is the exact dead middle of the Hebrew alphabet. It is the middle letter in the Hebrew alphabet. It is part of the middle verse in Torah where it says, Moses sought diligently for the scapegoat. That in and of itself. Point. Now, the three meanings as a letter, Lamer obviously has the three meanings, the three descriptions. One, literally means to learn, okay, or to hear, right? Spiritually, it refers to the heart. Number three, the word picture is of a shepherd's staff. Okay. Now, one of the things that I love so much about how God does things is the Hebrew word Lamed, when you spell it out, is an acronym. Just like the Hebrew month for Elul, it's an acronym. Okay? So the Hebrew word Lamed, which is spelled Lamed Mem Dalit, is an acronym for a heart that understands wisdom. You hearing this?
Yeah.
It's an acronym for a heart that understands wisdom. Leb Mevin Da'at. A heart, Leb. That's where we get the word Levi from. Levi, remember what we just learned about the eye? Is God's heart. That's what Levi means.
Wow.
The priesthood is supposed to be God's heart shown to people. Chew on that for a little while. So, Leb Mevin Da'at, a heart that understands wisdom. Now, with that in mind, okay, so let's just go back a little bit about what we've learned so far with Lamed, right? It refers to teaching, learning, and of course, hearing, right? We get that. Teaching and learning, we have to hear. We got that, right? Everybody good there? Okay. It is a acronym for a heart that understands wisdom. Has everybody got that?
Yes.
Now, it's also used in transition and purpose. Okay. So when the Lamed shows up in front of a word, it means something. Okay? So it's a transitional letter. So when it's placed in front of a word, it denotes to, as in a direction or purpose. Okay? Its interpretation is to show a specific goal that needs fulfillment. So the word, it means to do something. Right? Lechabod, to have. Okay? Does that, okay, when the, does everybody understand that? Okay?
Yes.
No, I'm just...
Oh, you just don't...
Right, so, it, as in, it's towards something. Now, yeah. I have written down, you've all heard the phrase, go in peace.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not what the Hebrew phrase actually is. Okay, it's Lehe Shalom. Lehe Shalom, which means go towards peace. So you see, Lehe, the Lamed in front, makes it now go to something. Go... establish a goal. I'm giving a purpose. There's a purpose. So when we see the Lamed in front of another word, that Lamed is there to do what? Show a goal or show purpose? A command is about to happen. You see, does everybody understand this? Remember the Hebrew word et, the Aleph and the Tau, was the exclamation point before. Now what you're learning is the Lamed is the way, God's way of saying now what's coming is something specific. You got a task. I'm about to give you marching orders. So it can be a command to go. Lechu, leche, that's what it means, go. That's what, lechu means go, to fulfill a purpose. And you be in order, like I said, a direction. You all know it. You've been hearing it forever. Therefore, go and make people from all nations. Go make the Talmudim. Look, Matthew 28:19. What Hebrew word is that? Lechim. Go. Page 5. You see that? So go, lechu, sorry, lechi, lechu, depending on where the vowel pointing is. Therefore, go. Right? And now, when that Lamed showed up, what does it tell us now? Everything after that is going to be a goal or an assignment, a purpose. Therefore, go and make people from all nations. Go and make disciples from all nations. Everybody catching this?
Yeah.
Okay. We're about to bring it all together. We're going to go back to verse 11. And I'm going to read it again. Revelation chapter 1, verse 11. Write down what you see on a scroll and send it to the seven messianic communities. Now, we have it translated to seven messianic community because that's where it's going, but I'm going to be honest, when it's written in Hebrew, it's written all Hakel Helot, right? You see it there in Hebrew? Everybody see it? Right? Okay. Page 5, no, just above, to the 7 Messianic communities. There's that Lamed. You see it where it says Al Hakel Helot, right? You see it? There's our two favorite letters so far. Wow, they've joined together. The Aleph and the Lamed. Gasp. Right? Now, most people, again, here's where it gets screwy. This is also how you would say El, like El Shaddai. However, the vowel pointing changes it to Al, which is the difference between Elohim and Allah. Allah has the root to go. Aliyah, which is Aliyah, which used to be, it is a Hebrew, it's become a Hebrew word. It means to go up. But when, yeah, so I'm all right, I don't even want to go down that road with Allah. But the point here is, this is all. So right away, remember what we said, after that lamed, something serious is about to happen, right? And it says, okay, now, this literally says, the 7 communities, go to the 7 communities, okay? Now, the Hebrew word for community, I got it right there, is ha-kelot, or ke-helot. Right, ke-helot. You see the lamed is in the very middle, right? Everybody see that?
Yes.
Okay. You know why? Because at the very core, at the very middle, at the very foundation of every single community, there needs to be a heart that understands wisdom. There has to be a heart that understands Torah. There has to be a heart that will hear God's word, learn God's word, and teach God's word. You see this? God even built it into the word that John was speaking. So I started saying, well, why did Yohanan use this specific word? Because he could have used synagogue, he could have used any number of words to describe the congregation of Israel at the time, the assembly, whatever. He chose to use this word, which means community. Why this word? Because a true godly community, like I said, has a heart that understands wisdom. Now we can understand that the two, right? The two in the communities at the 7 cities is meant as a directive. It's a goal. It's a purpose. God just gave them an order. And the order was to do what? Their direction is in carrying the Torah and the light of the Messiah. Their job was to carry the Torah, the Tanakh, the true word of God, through Jesus, the glorious Messiah, to the 4 corners of the globe. But in order to do that, they had to learn from wisdom. The very same wisdom that was created before heaven and earth. The very same wisdom that breathed creation into life, which we know is Torah T, my Torah. Now, what's cool about this, and I have it written down, remember, Lamed before a word means two, right? Okay, well, let's look what it says. To the communities. Le Ephesus. Le Tzitzmena. That's Smyrna, they just, the TZ should be there. That's the only one that's different. Le Pergamum. Etc., etc. Do you see that before each church, John took the, or God spoke to John and said, write the letter to the church. And he individually highlighted each one. He didn't say, write it to Ephesus and Smyrna and Pergamum and Thyatira and Sardis and Philadelphia. No, he made it a direction. Because each one has a different task, but we all have the same goal. Right? So what was the task? So here's the communities. They're supposed to come together. And what is it? Okay, here's the task, guys. This is what God is saying. Remember the God of the beginning and his Torah that existed before the heavens and earth. To you is given peace and light. A command is issued to keep wisdom in your heart and not stray from the truth.
Pastor Billy will continue his message in just a moment. If you would like more information about sermon series, books, and other study materials, you can call us at 732-314-1956, or you can email us at elanrestoration@gmail.com. You can visit us on Facebook for Shabbat and service times. And now we conclude today's message with Billy.
Wow. Can't make this up. You cannot make this up. And now you have it. You may not be able to understand what it says. You may not be able to read the sentences. But now you know that you know that you know, because it's put right in front of your face, exactly what the narrative is saying. So really the choice now becomes, are you going to believe it or not? It's that simple. If anybody was presented with this evidence, they have a choice. They can't say, ah, you know what? You're just, nope, not making anything up. That's what this says. It's right there in God's written word. Right there. I didn't make it up. Nobody made it up. This is the word. You believe it or you don't. It's that simple.
If you love me, you will keep my command.
There you go. That's right. So, Father, we thank you, we give you glory, and we give you praise. We worship you in spirit and truth, and as always, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you shalom, peace. In the precious name of our Messiah, we pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Billy Elias. Pastor Billy is the founder and pastor of Elan Restoration Fellowship in Toms River, New Jersey. Join us again as Pastor Billy bridges the gap between the old and new covenants. And as always, may the Lord bless you with peace. Yeah.